Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Welcome back to the Brian Lehr Show. I'm Sarah Gonzalez, a reporter at WNYC, sitting in for Brian Lehr. Latinos are the fastest growing group in Islam in the United States, and the latest episode of NPR's Latino USA podcast looks at the complexities of being part of two groups that are often targeted, and also what it's like to leave your family's religion. Joining me now is Michael Simon Johnson, who co-produced the episode Muslim and Latino for NPR's Latino USA. Hi, Michael.
Hey, how you doing?
And Mariam Jamil is joining us by phone. She is a reporter based in Washington, D.C. She is Muslim and Latina, and she also co-produced the episode. Mariam, thanks so much for joining me.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Okay, I want to start with a clip of a woman from your episode. Her name is Daisy, and I believe in this clip you hear from Mariam and Daisy. Daisy is Mexican. She grew up as the pastor's daughter at a Christian church, and she hid the fact that she had converted to Islam from her parents for quite a while. This clip is a little over a minute long. There's some music in it. And here is Daisy remembering the day she came home after converting to Islam.
I was thinking, oh my goodness, they're going to know. They're going to see me and they're going to know I'm Muslim.
She didn't tell them. In fact, she hid it as best she could. She didn't go back to the mosque. She prayed her prayers quickly, in secret. Only her teenage brother was in on it.
He always helped me. You know, he would tell me sometimes, oh, this has pork. Don't eat this.
When Ramadan came, she even tried to hide the fact that she wasn't eating during daylight, which, you know.
My mom quickly noticed. She said, what are you doing? Like, why aren't you eating? What's wrong with you? And they started asking questions, but I didn't. I was never, like, fully honest with them just because I didn't know. I didn't want them to react in such a negative way.
For her first few months undercover, Daisy felt pretty alone. She didn't know of anyone who'd been in a similar situation. What's more, none of the Muslims she had met or ever even heard of were Mexican or Latino like her.
No, I believed I was the first Mexican Muslim. I didn't know what I was getting myself into. I was like, this is not where Mexicans usually do not convert to Islam.
Okay, so Michael, from all the people that you guys interviewed who were Latino, who converted to Islam, mm-hmm. what drew them to the religion and what were their family's reactions?
Those are two very different questions. Mm-hmm. I think it's not really fair to say that any one thing draws people to a new religion and certainly not to Islam. It's many different things. A lot of people we talked to, some people appreciated the discipline that comes with it, and they felt like they needed those kinds of restrictions on their lives that gave them kind of a focus. Other people felt like it merged some of the qualities that they liked about whatever religion they were coming from, which in many cases was Catholicism. They merged it with sort of a way of thinking that jived more with how they saw the world. As for how families reacted, I think, and Mariam can probably agree with me on this, I think in a lot of cases it was kind of anywhere from shock and like a negative shock. There was not always acceptance, and sometimes outright like rejection and denial.
And I think we have another clip to play. This is Jose Luis Solis. He's also Mexican. He lives in Brooklyn. And here is how he remembers his mom, who is, as he says, a super devout Catholic, reacting when he told her that he was, the way he put it, I think, was finding his way back to religion. Here's the clip.
And I was like, hey, Mom, I'm going back to God. And she just got so happy. She was like, this smile was just like beyond belief. I've never seen my mom smile so hard. And I was like, but I'm going to become Muslim. And she was like, what? Oh, what? Excuse me? She just went crazy. She's like, but they beat people. They kill Christians. They are terrorists. They have 8 women and they're crazy and they smell and they're dirty. And I didn't say anything for like 15 minutes. It just went on and on and on. She took a deep breath and I thought she was going to start yelling at me again. But she was like, I prayed for you to come back to God. I never prayed for you to become Christian. That one's on me. Sorry.
listeners, can you relate to this? Have you had to tell a family member that you're leaving your family's religion? Or maybe you just want to react to the growing group of Latino Muslims. Give us a call, 212-433-WNYC. That's 212-433-9692. Mariam, you are both Latina and Muslim. Did you convert, or were you raised Muslim?
No, I was raised Muslim. It was my mom who converted to Islam, and then my dad was already Muslim. And so I think it's a pretty different experience, because I have maybe sort of that friction and that sense of needing to explain myself to my extended family. But then I have that cushion within my immediate life where I can kind of go home and know that my parents believe like I do. And I think that makes a huge difference. I'm really impressed by what a lot of these young folks have put themselves through. And a lot of the people we interviewed were like 20, 25, but they had that conviction. But yeah.
And do we know how the number of Latino converts to Islam?
No, you know, a lot of it is just people observing, like, hey, at my mosque there, we're seeing a lot of the converts happen to be Latino, and like noticing that observation. And then there are also studies that have tried to, like Pew Research tried to tally the number of Latino Muslims, and they're kind of seeing those numbers rise as they do their studies over the years. And so, I mean, the estimates are from like the 40,000s through the low hundreds of thousands of Latino Muslims.
Yeah. And Michael, culturally, is there anything that you guys could trace back to or credit to the growing Latino Muslim population? In the Latino USA episode, there's mention of a telenovela, which is a Spanish language soap opera that aired in Brazil, starring like a Moroccan Muslim woman falling in love with Brazil.
Yeah. There are plenty of connections between, you know, Latino cultures, Latin American culture, and historically Muslim societies. And that connection kind of goes back through Moorish Spain and pre-Columbian Spain. So that connection exists. I don't necessarily think that is the thing that is bringing people in. In the episode, I talk about my own theories about maybe what might be pushing at least some of the people that we talk to towards conversion and towards really embracing Islam, which is the fact that we have social media. A lot of the people we talk to live in fairly isolated places. And by isolated, I mean they're in major cities, but they don't necessarily know anyone who's Muslim, especially not anyone who is Latino and Muslim. They don't really have anyone who can bring them in. And the internet is their main way of connecting to other people who are like them. So that's my theory. I'm not gonna state that as fact, because I don't really know. But
and let's go to some listeners. We have Edwin in the Bronx. Edwin, you're Puerto Rican and you converted to Islam. Edwin, are you there?
Here. Hello.
Hi.
Hello. Hi.
What's your story?
Well,
and we have like 30 seconds.
Okay, I converted to Islam in prison back in the 70s, and I've been practicing Islam since. I believe that a lot of Latinos have misconceptions about Islam. They don't get enough information. But I do see Islam as being the fastest growing religion in the Latino community and in America overall. And that's really all I want to say.
All right. Thanks for your call, Edwin. And I want to go to Julio in Brooklyn. Julio, are you there? Nope. Julio, are you there?
Yes. Can you hear me?
Oh, okay. Yes, I can hear you.
Yeah, so I'm a Puerto Rican, and I converted to Buddhism, actually, a couple years ago, and got quite a shock from my family, and actually haven't even told my grandmother, because Catholicism in our family is so rooted in our culture and in everything that we do, that it was really a shock for my family for me to say that, you know, I converted to Buddhism, and to this day, it's still like, well, you know, if you don't believe in God, then you're going to hell, so there's nothing really to say about that. So,
all right, thanks for your call, Julio. And we have like 20 seconds. Miriam, I just want to ask you quickly, you guys traced this back to a mosque in the Bronx or in Spanish Harlem?
Yeah, a mosque that moved from El Barrio, Spanish Harlem.
And so this
to the Bronx.
And this is like one of the first recognized Latino Muslim organizations in Spanish Harlem, right?
Yeah, yeah. And then they dissipated, and then a new one has formed in Houston. Now there's a mosque that does its Friday prayers and its sermon and everything in Spanish.
All right, super interesting. Mariam Jamil, Michael Simon Johnson co-produced the episode Muslim and Latino for NPR's Latino USA podcast. Thank you both for joining me. That is all for The Brian Lehrer Show. I'm Sarah Gonzalez. Thank you all for listening.